Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Saturday, June 26, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Zimbabwe's policy of nationalizing farmland is making ministry difficult. Christian World Outreach works in the region, helping support AIDS orphans. Christian World's Dean Yoder says they plan to hold a weekend retreat on a farm owned by a national, but soldiers from Zimbabwe prevented passage. After long negotiations, they finally allowed them by, but with a catch.
They took all of the vegetables and fed them to the livestock. And so we had to buy food to feed the children. And every time our missionary would come back to the farm, they would harass him.
Yoder says God was using all this for his glory.
Many of the children accepted Jesus during the weekend, and in spite of the harassment and in spite of the fact we had to spend a lot of extra money for food, God was good, and it was a successful weekend for us.
Funding is needed for their AIDS program. And the growth of Islam and poor physical health aren't stopping believers from sharing the gospel and eventually planting churches in Africa. OMS International's South Africa director, Bruce Bennett, says the program is called Into Africa, which is a village church planting movement.
In sub-Saharan Africa, there are numbers of churches in the cities, but once you move out of the cities into the villages, there's very few churches. And where there are churches, the pastors are generally untrained.
OMS is establishing training centers in these communities, and Bibles are needed. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to financially help Mission Network News broadcast into the Romanian and Russian languages, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the support button and you can help mobilize Christians in these countries for missions work abroad. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.